In 2024, Apple has announced that they will launch an insurance company. And shout out to everyone who tagged me in this post and commented on it on social media at The Master Investor on Instagram. You can look up Ian Dunlap on YouTube, etc. But in 2020, some of you asked me, like, how did you see this company coming for this company? And the real formula, I will wait to probably give at Market Mondays Live. Please go get your tickets. But the next evolution for Apple, since they have dominated the consumer space, obviously is B2B or enterprise facing project. And what is more important than healthcare? You can argue, if anyone is doing a SWOT analysis and saying, hey, if I had to take out tech out of my portfolio and replace it with something, what sector would I replace it with? And it would probably be healthcare. Eli Lilly is a company that I love. It has performed incredibly well. But if you're looking at the evolution of Apple, how many more iPhones can they release? How many more iPads can they launch? They are now getting to that wearable space to compete against Meta and Zuckerberg. But the real gold mine at the end of the rainbow is the healthcare space. So since they've been gathering our data off the Apple Watch and all of our sleep data and having us more focused on eliminating distractions, even from the iPhone, they've been able to take that data, compile it, and launch a company around that. I believe around 2035 is probably when Tim Cook will retire. If he can get this component done. And I can even argue, for those of you who work in the medical space, for those of you that are doctors and nurses, if Apple gets upset and decides to redesign the software systems inside of hospitals, would it make the process, just let's say for charting alone, easier in comparison to the software programs that you use now? There really only are a few business genres that matter: health, financial or investing is another. Please put in chat what you think the other top three are based on revenue globally. Smart move by Apple. It would definitely give them a competitive edge into the landscape for the next 30 or 40 years. And honestly, since they have not innovated much on the technology side, it's something that they need to move into relatively soon. And I got an amazing question. Is there another way to increase my probability as a trader by using the moving average? Most days I get the direction right. So I'm checking a week, I'm checking a day, I'm checking an hour. Is there anything else that I should do? I've talked about this briefly at InvestFest in Atlanta, but also whatever your day trading time frame is. So if you're using a 20 minute, all of those would need to match up. So like the week chart, day chart, hour chart, and 20 minute chart would need to match up before you're able to execute a trade. Secondly, I know I've said it before, but there's a difference between information that you hear, and I really want us to stop getting high off of new information. I know it feels amazing to get exposed to a new piece of information because the joy that we get from it, the elation that we get from it is amazing. But if you don't apply it, it doesn't matter. The only thing that is going to teach you how to trade is getting in a certain number of trades. And if you have been watching the show for a year or two, and you haven't gotten in your 300 trades or 100 trades minimum, now is the time to do so. All your revelation, and honestly, and it's not an attack on this brother or anyone else, but the more question a person asks me about any subject usually is representative of they have not done the work in that space to come up with a conclusion on their own. So is there anything else that you should be looking for? Number one, global macro news. So is the market tending to go up or go down? Is oil this year going up or down? Is corn going up or down? Is wheat and palladium going up or down? Is the value of OnlyFans girls going up or down? Everything has a direction. It's either up or down. There's no in between. Either a category or a business is growing or dying. Once you know that, now you can go through the weekday hour, 20 minutes, then you can fire away at your trade. And then after that, it's really just being faithful to your trading plan and also the person that you're following in terms of who is mentoring you or giving you that advice. And I saw this amazing quote earlier this week. It said, if you do not separate yourself from your distractions will separate you from your goals and the life that you want. Please put in chat, what is stopping you from taking your 300 trades? Whether you work or you go to school or, you know, trading really isn't your thing. Isn't it an amazing feeling to be able to pull money out of the market without having to sell a product, service, get on a whole bunch of calls, whole bunch of conference calls? Like, it is a skill set that you need to add to. It doesn't have to be your primary thing, as it is for me. I will say, you are leaving a lot of money on the table and you're leaving yourself open to a lot of disaster if you don't have the skill set underneath your belt. A lot of the reason why I don't worry, because I've prepared myself since the last crash. And I want you to have the kind of calmness, peace, serenity, relaxation that I have, knowing if anything else, if no one wants to do business with me, right? And we've been talking about Kanye a lot, and we'll talk about it later tonight. One thing I wish I would have been able to grab Kanye 2 years ago and show him how to trade the market, so that way any liquidity that he needed to not be attached to Adidas or Nike, he could have provided on his own. So if you do not know how to learn how to trade, you are always going to be at the mercy of someone else for your liquidity and your financial freedom. And I don't want you to have to suffer that fate. Prices have fallen to one of the fastest paces on record. And I'm not telling you this for doom and gloom, but I want you guys to get used to some of these stats. So from the National Bank Housing Price Index plunged 3.1% in September from August. That's the biggest month-to-month plunge ever. So a year and a half ago when I was telling you, hey, a real estate crash is going to come, there are ways that you will be able to take advantage of that. And as a market has fallen, so for those of you who have not purchased a home yet or you're waiting to buy your investment property, now will be a good time to start marketing off the prices and real estate the same way you would in stocks if you want to hold for the long term.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.